Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show, as usual, by my compadre, Mr. Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
And good afternoon, Joseph.
Let us begin, Michael, as we always do, with a prayer. We'll do our prayer to St. Michael.
Sounds good.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Excuse me, Michael.
All right, Joseph.
We have about a half a dozen or so degrees between now and the end of October.
That's good.
So, so why don't we just, I'll just run down through them and then we can get into the stuff of the Columbiettes and what have you. On Sunday, October the 6th, a knighthood or third degree is going to be conducted by Council 867. They're located at 1575 New Danville Pike in Lancaster. Candidates arrive no later than 1 o'clock, and the degree is to begin at 1:30. On Tuesday, October the 8th, an admission degree will be conducted by Council 1530. They're going to do the degree at St. Joseph's School, 251 East Main Street in Dallastown. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7. And then on Tuesday, the 15th of October, an admission degree will be conducted by Our Lady of Queenship Council, 4068. And they're going to hold a degree at the St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish Hall, 310 Hertzler Road in Mechanicsburg. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7 o'clock. And I got a couple more. You want me to just go ahead
and do them? Go ahead and do them, Joe, because we could use the help in bringing new members in.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, on the Tuesday, the 22nd of October, and we have two admission degrees. The first one is going to be conducted by Council 14349, located at the Sacred Heart Parish Center, 146 North Main Street in Spring Grove. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:45, and the degree is to begin at 7 o'clock. Somehow that 15-minute window there, I don't think that's going to be quite enough.
No.
They'll work it out, I'm sure. And lastly, on Tuesday the 22nd, an admission degree will be conducted by St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Council, 6810. They're located at 2427 Marietta Avenue in Lancaster. Candidates should arrive no later than 7, and the degree is to begin at 7:30. And lastly, on the 27th of October, another admission degree will be conducted by Father Edward Gary Council, 10474, located at Holy Infant Parish Center, 535 Conewago Creek Road in Manchester. Candidates should arrive at 1:30, and the degree is to begin at 2 p.m. And that's that.
All right. I'll tell you, Joe, we're going to talk a little bit about a Christmas fest that's coming up. But before we do that, this past Saturday, Alexis and I had an opportunity to go over to Good Shepherd, and they had a food truck. Like picnic or whatever you want to call it. I mean, and it came over because Father Sullivan, I guess, has done this for years.
He was a pastor at St. Catherine Library.
Yeah, over on East Shore. And he brought it over here. And it was really and truly a good time. Alexis and I went there. It was a lot of fun. You just kind of letting everybody know that, I think he's going to do it again. I believe they were talking about maybe June of 2020. So, just to get ready for it, think about it, because it was a good time. They had a lot of fun there. The Knights of Columbus were well represented. They were in charge, and I know this is hard to believe, but they were in charge of the beer. And I know you don't believe. Yeah, I know, Joe. It's so hard to believe that. But the guys were there, and what I was really impressed with is like any program or any event that the Knights are assisting, it's always a membership opportunity. And they had their membership chairman there, Rich, and he did an outstanding job. He's walking around looking for people for men to join. And I think everybody got to see, what we do. I mean, I'm joking about the beer. I mean, they were happened to be in charge of that, but that's only because they're good, responsible gentlemen. And you knew that they were going to make sure that no underage person was going to have beer, that they were also going to pay attention to who was drinking and making sure that it was well within
legal limits?
And casual drinking, not, you know, nobody was there to
Nobody
get
gets obnoxious.
Right, it was just
one or two beers and you can bits with your friends and you have a couple of sandwiches from the trucks or whatever's going on. Yeah, it's all fun.
And Father and the committee did a fantastic job. It's Father Sullivan, and they did a fantastic job. There was not a big overlap of food trucks. You know, like you didn't have three taco trucks and four hamburger trucks. It was kind of like,
sure.
The only thing that you saw a little crossover was, and you'll always see this, is French fries. Because if you're going to have a cheese steak, they're probably going to order, you're probably going to get French fries too. But they actually had a truck that did nothing but potatoes. And that was kind of neat. So it was really good. So it's kind of like a after event plug for them. And just to let everybody know that it was a good time. If you have an opportunity next year, make sure you go over and join them. And it was really nice. We have another one coming up, and we're hoping to have a Columbiette present from our auxiliary over at Council 12788. But for some reason, she wasn't able to make it. And there, you know, it's just between the weather today and a few other things that are going on, it was probably hard for her to make it. But what I'm going to do is, and we don't do this often on our show, but I'm actually going to read the entire script that I have from the Columbiettes. And it's a little bit of background and then what the event actually is. Christmas Fest originated as an idea proposed by the Columbiettes and the Knights of Columbus in the spring of 2013 and approved by the late Father Lewis Ogden, who also viewed Christmas Fest as an opportunity for parish ministries, St. Joseph's School, and the local community to come together for this one-day event. Christmas Fest is held the Saturday before Thanksgiving from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. in the Parish Life and Education Center. And for those of you who don't, that's really the school. If you look at it, that's the school.
Yeah, if you're familiar with the campus.
Yeah,
there,
it's easier. The day for this year's Christmas Fest is Saturday, November 23rd, 2019. This year's Christmas Fest will feature 60 craft vendors, children's games, silent auction, scholastic book sale, raffle, bake sales, and a very special visit by St. Nicholas. Breakfast and lunch catered by the Knights of Columbus will also be available, as well as musical performances by St. Joseph's School and Trinity High School. In addition to fellowship, parish ministries may also set up a table at Christmas Fest to increase awareness of their ministry or to raise funds for their mission, St. Joseph Church or local charities. Last year, funds raised from selling baked pies, Pies for a Purpose campaign, were donated for the purchase of the new tabernacle for the church. So, mark your calendars and come visit Christmas Fest on November 23rd. And I really encourage anybody out in our listening audience, it's a good time to get ready for Christmas, start to think about, there's some of the people have some really amazing talents.
Oh, yeah.
I walk through there and I'm looking at all the things that people do with their hands and are able to make, and it's just amazing.
You know, you look at, you know, whether it's knitting or the lace work. I know a lady that does lace work. There's lace work, but I think it's called tatting. These are really intricate.
You're talking to the wrong guy about that, Joe.
No.
But I understand what you're saying. It sounds good.
You know, these different women have these talents or the embroidery. I mean, there's a whole myriad of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we found some stuff several years ago up there at the Christmas when Judy and I were over. But it was funny because we just came by, and she said, "What's going on today?" I said, "I think it's our Christmas Fest." So we parked the car and, you know, went inside. I was amazed at the talent and expertise and the many, many, many crafts. So if you get a chance, get over there and, you know, avail yourselves of some good food and take a look at some of this stuff. It is really...
Yeah, it really is. And the entire gym is filled. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know how big a gym is.
Yeah.
And it will be filled with vendors. And they do a really great thing. And then, like she had mentioned about the pies, they had it in the bulletin requesting people to make homemade pies just for that purpose. So it'll be a good time. And I think, you know, we'd love to see everybody come over naturally. But I think what they had written was the fact that this is a time for community to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they do. Your whole parish does.
Yeah, they do. And I'm not just, you know, not just for St. Joseph's Parish, but any parish. If you see something going on around Christmas time, think of it as a double-edged sword, you know, if you will. Whatever the event is, whether it be bingo or whatever, to raise funds, it's also an opportunity for us to get together right before Christmas time and just say hello to people that maybe you haven't seen for years.
Well, you know what's funny? Now that you said it that way, You know, we go to church. We belong, you belong to St. Joe's. I belong to the Cathedral Parish over town. Okay, other people, brother knights that we know belong to Holy Name or, mm-hmm. or St. Patrick Carlisle, whatever. And you go to church, and we're creatures of habit. You go to church on Sunday in your holy days of obligation. You're going to the sacraments. You see the same people. You sit in the same pew. You know, they might as well put a little name plaque on there for Joe and Mike's seat. You know yeah. what I'm saying? And so you sit in the same seat. You shake hands with the same people at the sign of peace every week. You know, okay? But do you really know the individuals you're shaking hands with, other right. than to see them at church on Sunday? This is what these kind of parish events, or whether they're sponsored by the Knights or somebody else in the parish, this is what it's for. You know, the Bible study groups, okay? There's a whole myriad of things in each and every parish in this diocese. Avail yourselves of them. Avail yeah. yourselves of them.
I think something that, you know, this happens so much on this radio show and other places. I mean, it just seems like Joe and I don't really talk too much about what we're going to say during the show, and it just seems like the Holy Spirit moves us. So he kind of, everything that Joe just brought up at the end of his talk is something that I was going to bring up in our next segment.
Uh-oh.
So I think I think it's just kind of the way it works.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're sitting here and you think, well, I wonder what we're going to talk about today, and especially when we think we're going to have a guest, because we do want them to express themselves, and then when, you know, they're not able to make it, then Joe and I have to wing it a little bit more than we do even normally.
Yeah. And the other thing is, we've been doing it so long, you know, I can tell from, you know, you're talking, you'll say something and it'll key something in me, and then we'll go with it. And that's basically what we're doing.
But this is really something, because it what we're going to talk about on the second half of the show, which should be, we're almost at the end of this one, I would assume. This segment's getting real close. And again, like I said, the Holy Spirit moved Joe to say what he said, and then we're going to follow up with some information at the segment two.
There you go. And we'll be back right after these messages. The music's starting in my ears, Michael. Yeah. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined as usual by my co-host, Mr. Mike Yakubik. Okay, Michael, where are we going next?
Well, I'll tell you what, Joseph, when you had talked about, you know, the community and getting people together,
mm-hmm.
and being a Christian community and the family of man and everything, and it just, I was thinking about this before we went to break. I get Catholic Pop, which comes mm-hmm. out of EWTN, and
yep.
they had a real interesting thing on, and this is the Catholic show that comes on radio, and it's also TV, you
yeah.
watch it.
Yeah.
And what they did was, Jason Baxter was on, he's the executive director of the men's ministry, Exodus 90, and they started discussing the challenges that are unique to Catholic men, the role of women in men's spirituality, the stats about mass attendance by men, which is naturally is down, and all these things. And so what they did is they came up with five things that every Catholic man should start doing. And I wanted to just go through this. We're not going to talk in depth. They did, naturally. But number one is go to Mass.
What a concept.
Yeah.
That's
something. But I think, you know, the more time we spend with our Lord, the better off we are. So they said that's number one. You know, we should, you have a duty to attend Mass every week and do so. And it brings the family closer together. It lets the children know that the man, the head of the household, is there, and he believes in our Lord and does that. And then the second thing they said, and this is where it kind of ties in to us, Joseph as Knights, said that they should pray the rosary and or consecration to our Blessed Mother. And we know that even in the first degree, when you talk about when you're coming into the nights, one of the most important things that you receive is a rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And you are actually tasked to say the rosary whenever you can, to carry it with you at all times, and hopefully say it, you know, once a day would be fantastic, but as often as you can. You know, with business and work, a lot of us can't do that. I mean, you know, everybody knows that I try.
Yeah.
And we do that.
The good thing is, where I live in Hershey, it's mm-hmm. about 20, 25 minutes, depending on traffic. Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
So if I have the rosary, if I remember to put it in my pocket, it's in one hand while I'm driving. You know, and I have the other hand on the steering wheel, because you're not going very fast at rush hour coming in here.
Right.
And
with me, same thing when I go to the gym. I'm usually on the treadmill or the elliptical for 30 minutes. Perfect time to get the rosary done.
Joyful, sorrowful, glorious, and luminous. Depending on what day of the week it is, that's which ones you say,
perfect.
Naturally. But it's the little things that have part of it growing up with the IHM nuns or the sisters you had up in Danville. That was kind of ingrained in us. I know when I was in the military, you kind of drifted away. Then when I came out and got married and settled down, we started having kids. Then you start, you know, easing back into what you're supposed to be doing. And I think we've all, to some degree, have been guilty of that.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And I think it happens a lot with college kids. So what we're looking at is the second thing would be to pray the rosary or consecration to Mary. And again, a direct tie-in to the Knights of Columbus. You know, it's something that we do. And then when you get into the third area, it says participate in the parish. And when you hear that, the first thing you think of is the Knights of Columbus.
I mean,
you know, it just seems like, and I want to tell you the truth, this Exodus 90 had nothing to do with the Knights of Columbus.
Hmm.
It's just that when I saw what they were talking about, you know, listened to what they were talking about and then read it, it just seemed to be a direct correlation to what we try to do as knights.
Yep, or what every Catholic gentleman, or lady for that matter, if you're following your Catholic faith, a lot of this thing should be a no-brainer, but we all are guilty one way or another, falling away, coming back, doing, we're
so
human beings.
It kind of works.
Yeah.
So out of the five, the first three, two of them can directly relate to a man joining the Knights of Columbus. And again, what you had said is true. I mean, if you look at the knights and 90% of the items that we do, with the exception of ceremonials, it's a family event.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring your wife, you can bring your kids. I mean, that's not an issue. Ceremonials are a little different. It is male-orientated, and you would have to be a member. Then the fourth thing, and I know this is going to be a tough one, spend time with other Catholic men. I got to tell you, there's no easier way. I mean, you were just talking about how when you shake hands with people, you know, and everything in the church, you only meet those people. Well, if you're a member of the Knights of Columbus, you're going to meet everybody in the council that is a member of your church. So, excuse me.
And you know what the other thing
again.
Is? You know, you're hanging around these guys, you're doing fish fries or whatever you're doing in your particular parish, and you get to know these guys over the years, and you wind up either A, babysitting their kids, or your kids are babysitting their kids, or you're going on, you know, canoe trips or hunting or fishing, or maybe this guy is a good carpenter and you need some work done at the house.
Mm-hmm.
It all kind of hunkers around that family or parish family issue, if you want to, in the nights. We're there.
Right.
That's,
it's already
that's the reality
of
it.
It just exists. So, and then the fifth one is acts of self-denial, or saying to no to things that we want. And that we can't relate directly to the knights. However, it's not too bad when you look at five things that Catholic men should be doing. And three of them we actually fulfill for you, or help you fulfill, by just being a member of the Knights of Columbus. And I just thought it was kind of neat that out of all these things,
the correlation.
If you wanted to be a better Catholic man, you find out that three of the five, or, you know, 60% of what you should be doing, you will receive help from the Knights of Columbus. I mean, you can also receive help, you know, in going to Mass, because I think once you become a knight, you want to make sure that you are going to Mass,
mm-hmm.
and you are showing that, you know, you're there, because you know your brothers are going to be there, and if you're not, they're, you know, the
and
first thing comes up,
where's Mike?
Where's
Joe?
Right, where is he? You know,
what Mass did he go to, or whatever?
And it's not even a thing condemning you about the fact that you're not at Mass. It's actually a true worry.
Oh, yeah.
And in two aspects, whether or not your physical well-being is being taken care of, because you say, wow, maybe Joe's sick or Mike's sick, and that thought goes
on vacation, whatever the case may be. But that sometimes that's going to prompt you to make a phone call when you get home and say, Mike, are you okay?
Because we are one group of brothers. And the other fact is there's also the spiritual aspect of the saving of your soul. So there's also saying, hey, you know what, Mike, Joe, I hope you guys didn't go golfing and fishing or whatever instead of going to Mass, you know? So that comes up. I mean, guys ask me sometimes, hey, I didn't see you at Mass. And I said, well, yeah, but I had a golf tournament Sunday morning. And
so they,
you didn't go to church. No, I went Saturday night. Yeah. Or drive over to Holy Name of Jesus and go Sunday evening. You're not going to miss Mass.
No, I think if memory serves, it's either Holy Name of Jesus over at the East Shore or St. Catherine Laboray. Sunday night, I think the last Mass is at 7, so you've got no excuse, guys.
Yeah, I don't know which is which. I know that I've been to the one at Holy Name of Jesus. I don't think I've ever been to Catherine Laboray in the evening, but I know that I did search for Mass, and it became that, just two-day golf tournament. Had to be someplace Saturday, had to be someplace Sunday, and thank God, you know, our church has made it Mass available on other days, which was really good for me at the time. But I think that it's just kind of interesting that if you look at what Catholic men should be doing, you see the direct correlation to the Knights of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've always said that here on this show, is that there is a symbiotic relationship between Catholicism and the Knights. You know, if the Catholic Church is failing, Knights will fail. If the councils are failing, I can guarantee you that the Catholic faith is failing in that area. So think about it, gentlemen. It's a good time to join. We've got holidays coming up. Thanksgiving. I mean, we have Halloween, you know, All Saints Day and All Souls Day right after that.
And then Veterans Day on the 11th. And then we're into Thanksgiving. And then you get into, next thing you know, we're into the first Sunday of Advent. And then into Christmas.
Immaculate Conception on December 8th. If you even look at one of the things that, you know, everybody that knows the Knights know that we sell all kind of things, football sweeps, things we have selling. And a lot of them have to do, you know, we end up having our drawings and everything on feast days of Mary, just because she is important in all of our lives. You know, I sell tickets for St. Cyril and Methodius. The nuns always have the drawing.
Those are the ones that taught you.
Right. And they have their drawing on the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I think, you know, she's been so integral in our faith. I mean, without the Blessed Virgin Mary saying yes, there would be no Catholic Church.
And you know what?
She had to give her fiat.
There are so many things. I mean, the Knights, I've noticed an awful lot of, since the program started, this man is you.
Mm-hmm.
More of the parishes, East and West Shore, are starting that program. It's, you know, it's a good way of getting people back together.
It
we
is.
Need to get back to basics, you know, to be a good Catholic man and husband, okay? To be a father to your kids, a grandfather to your grandkids, whatever the case may be. We need to get back to those basics. Everybody is saying, well, it's such a fast-paced society. You've got cell phones, you got this, you got that. This is true. Put the thing down on the desk or leave it in the car or in your pocketbook and get to adoration or get to Mass, get to confession on a Saturday afternoon or early evening, depending on your parish. Go and do and be the best you that you can be. How about that?
Yeah. You're exactly right, Joseph, and that, and I agree with you. There's so many good things. Alpha, This Man Is You. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that are going through my mind, but there are so many good programs out there that will increase our faith and make us better men, better Catholics, better women, better Catholics. But naturally, when you're talking on Night Talk, we're gonna tell you about what we think is good. And again, like I said, when you look at five of the items that make a good man a good Catholic man, and the Knights of Columbus can fulfill 60% of that. That's really nice. And again, this did not come from the Knights of Columbus. This came from Catholic men talking about what they feel. And there's always a priest on this show. I don't remember the father's name.
I don't either, but yes.
He's always on there.
Yes. And he's the one that keeps us straight.
Yeah,
and
he does.
Our pastor.
And he's a lot of fun, too.
And our parish council, either our pastor or whoever the priest is, it's our council chaplain. Usually it's a pastor.
Yeah.
That's who keeps us on an even keel and says, okay, where were you? Why weren't you at Mass on Sunday? Father, we were on vacation. I did go to church at Our Lady of the Seas or whatever it happened to be in Key West, wherever we were, you know. With that, Michael, we're going to kind of wind this thing down here, put a lid on it. What do you think?
Sounds good to me, Joseph.
All right. With that, along with Mikey Kubik, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.